Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
8:46, The Mike Calter Show. It's 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
So can I admit to how dumb I am?
Please, by all means.
Will, on Twitter, wrote Galvin. Maybe there was a typo in that article? Starbucks has a high-end coffee called Starbucks Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
The entire time I was reading it reverse. And I'm like, what is reverse? What does that mean? It's
so
reserve.
I text Joey from Starbucks, and he texts me back, and he goes, upside down is when you make it backwards. I've never heard of reverse.
Yeah. Oh, it's reserve.
Well, maybe they should try reverse. Yeah, see how it works.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. I didn't like that.
Oh, by the way, Alan, also, just a heads up, it's reserve, not reverse. Oh, not 100% sure what it means either.
Totally Carmen'd it.
Yeah. I said it to Carmen because I laughed out loud when I realized my mistake. And Carmen goes, I'll tell you, man, words are hard.
I want to tell you about my friend Jeff Borum and the folks at eXp Realty. Jeff and his team, teamborum.com. You can find them on the internet. They are there to help you with all of your real estate needs, whether you're thinking about buying a home, whether you moved in and bought a home and realized that your mortgage and your homeowners association payment were too much. Right, Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can simply call Team Borum and let him take care of it for you by finding yourself a new place that actually is within your price range. Let Jeff and his team take care of it for you so that they could take all of the worry and all of the stress out of buying a home. And if you're looking to sell your home and you want to get the maximum amount of money for it, let Jeff and Team Borum do that for you as well, because Jeff lives here in the area. He knows the area, and he knows how to get your home in front of the most eyes. This way it creates demand for it. Next thing you know, people are bidding on it, and you get $100,000 more than the asking price, which has happened several times with Jeff. So if you're looking to buy, sell, thinking about even renting, Jeff handles it all. Go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M, and make sure you tell him you heard about it on the Mike Calter Show. Yeah, we talked to Carmen earlier this morning about her house. She did not realize she had to pay her homeowners association fees on top of her mortgage.
Well, separately.
Was included.
No, separately.
What do you mean?
Like they take the insurance out of your mortgage stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So and because I used just the company that I used for my mortgage, I thought that was part of their, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So.
But it wasn't.
Well, no. So I got a bill, and then I called them, and I asked, and they just sent me back my contract. I'm like, I'm not reading this. So then I called I called the HOA, and they were like, no, we do it separately. Da da da. Here you go. And I was like, okay, no problem. Paid it. And they were like, all right, thanks. No problem.
Okay.
So.
Gio, I know you spoke to April Barrow.
Yes.
She is the girl that was featured in the Walmart Hot or Not last week. Now, what, Galvin, would you read the story for me?
Sure, yeah. So, April Barrow, so a woman searching for prophylactics in a Fayetteville Walmart turned that search into a tirade that included running through the store cursing, hitting an employee, taking off her clothes, and urinating on the floor. The items she sought were left behind as she was escorted to jail. April Barrow, 40 years old, was charged with two counts of simple battery, public indecency, and disorderly conduct. That's according to the Fayetteville police. They say approximately 6:38 a.m., they were dispatched to the Walmart on a public indecency call. The responding officer was at the front entrance, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, I mean, you get the basic thing.
Yeah.
She went in there to get some rubbers, peed on the floor, took her clothes off, started assaulting people.
Yeah, basically that's all I needed. So situation there is that April was supposed to be on the show. We reached out to her because she was threatening to sue Walmart. She said Walmart made up the story and got it all wrong, and she's suing them. And I said, would you like to come on the show and talk about it? She said yes, and she talked to Gio. And then Gio is all set to talk to her today.
Yeah, she wanted everybody to know that it wasn't anything sexual, that she had a mental breakdown.
Oh, but she did do all the other stuff.
Yeah, and she wanted to get her the true story out there because the mainstream media wasn't telling it appropriately.
So we gave her the opportunity to tell her story live on the air.
And she thanked us profusely for that, how she couldn't wait to get her story out
there. So get her on the phone.
On Monday. And then so I started texting her this morning. Like, hey.
Well, you did text her last night.
Yes. I'm like, hey, just a heads up. We're, you know, going to be calling you shortly. Everything's still good to go. And no response. And then when I call now to her phone, let's see.
Good job, Gio.
Your message for 6.
Oh, no. Straight to voicemail. All right. No nothing. She hasn't responded to any of my text messages.
Oh, boy.
And she's not answering her phone.
What do you think? You think she was listening to the show and heard that she was on Hot or Not? Do you think maybe she had another mental breakdown?
I think she's, I don't know, dead phone? I don't know.
Dead phone? I don't know. Gio gets all upset over these things, and I go, how can you be? We're dealing with a woman who peed in a Walmart and got naked and got arrested. What did you expect? That she was going to be on time?
I thought she was going to be very reliable.
Listen, no. She's an early riser. She was up at 6:38 a.m. to pee on the floor at Walmart. So.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm very, very disappointed.
I think she may have been up from the night before.
That's a possibility, Joe. Mm-hmm. That is a possibility.
I really just want to go home now.
Oh,
it's not that giant big, failure. You swinging blew it.
Yeah, not you are.
Garbage.
Let's talk about this thing.
You suck.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Carmen, we'll start with you and we go around the room.
Why me?
Just say yes or no.
Okay.
Is Gronkowski coming back to the Bucks?
Yes.
Galvin?
No.
Pep?
Yes.
Spanish?
Yes.
Gio?
No.
I say yes. I don't buy all this garbage that's on there. So evidently over the weekend, because Joey told me about it too, Joey goes, Gronk's done. He's not playing anymore. I go, why? He goes, because Leonard Fournette changed numbers, and he's now number 7. And he said that, will he see any number 7 jerseys in the stands? And Gronk said he'll wear one while he's out there, and Gronk is hinting that he's not playing. I'm telling you right now, Gronk doesn't want to go to camp, to training camp.
Yeah.
He's playing. Brady's there. Gronk's there. That's why even Brady's not talking about it. Gronk's playing.
Listen, I've been right about a lot of these things when it comes to this. Like, anytime I said, I'm always right, and I don't feel there is zero chance that Rob Gronkowski plays for the Buccaneers this year.
The fact that
the
fact that Tom Brady's coming back, Gronk is coming back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like that little fish that sucks to the shark.
Honestly, the reason I think there's a chance he's not coming back is because he got injured last year, and I don't think he wants to keep getting injured.
I don't know.
Before he got, that's why he walked away before, because, I mean, he's tearing up your body, you know? It's like, you got to go through that rehab. It's not fun.
Tom Brady's last year to win a Super Bowl. I think no doubt he's playing. He's in great shape.
He was out like 6-7 games last year.
Remember, but that's the thing. If
they forced him back and he got re-injured again.
Yeah. But if they can make that part of his deal where he doesn't have to play a certain amount of regular league games so he can play in the playoffs, I think that's what he's working on. And like Mike said, he doesn't want to go to camp because that's just more, mileage on your body.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have to. He'll be fine.
He plays. I'm telling you, he plays. I don't think there's any way he does not play.
I think a lot of these guys, they just get money and they get to a point where, like, I don't want to get my body tore up again.
Yeah.
Walk around in pain every day.
They're putting the band back together.
Yeah. It was like a documentary or something. I remember Jerome Bettis was saying all the things he, in his last year or two,
crazy.
Everything he did just to be able to play on Sunday, it took an entire week of rehab just so he could walk come Saturday night.
Well, I don't. Gronk's definitely not in that situation.
Yeah, and he might be.
He's
don't know.
Not. You see him out all the time.
He was beat up as all hell his last season or two with the Patriots, and his production had gone down substantially because of that. The thing was, when he came back to the Buccaneers, he was finally 100% again, and he went back to looking like Gronk, the Hall of Famer.
Right.
And then last season, he got injured again, was out for several. So it's like, you wonder if those guys want to keep going through those injuries.
I think Gronk plays at least one more year that Brady's playing.
Yeah.
I don't think we miss Gronk at all. I think he comes right back.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Yesterday, Saturday was his birthday. So happy birthday to the Gronk.
Happy birthday.
Shares a birthday with my mother.
I also think the Buccaneers will let him do whatever he wants to do. Like, if he doesn't want to do train, whatever the case may be, to get him on the roster, they're going to comply with that.
I think he announces during training camp that he's coming back when there's, like, one day left.
Yeah.
And he deserves it. When is that now? Didn't they have a rookie camp going on right now?
Yeah, well, I think the OTAs, like the team workouts, is coming up here in the next week or so.
We got to get Vita Vea on before he actually has to go to work every day.
Talk
to him.
And then training camp will start in July.
Now, Mike, you brought up that Gronk shares a birthday with your mom, and you had all these weekend plans. Did you see your mom for her birthday?
Of course I did, Carmen. Mm-hmm. What kind of son
you didn't
do you
see
think
her,
I am?
You didn't see her for Mother's Day.
Mm. It's true. I did.
Well, you were trying to get out of it,
so you hung out with your mom yesterday?
I did. Oh, at her house.
Nice.
For how long?
Like 7 minutes.
Did you go to John Mulaney?
I did not go to John Mulaney. I chose my mother over Mulaney.
Nice.
And I went to...
it's a great sitcom. Mother over Mulaney.
And I went there with my family, and my son got the teenage itch 5 minutes after they were there, and he's like, can I go now? I was like, yes, you can leave. And he left, and then we all stayed there for at least 2 hours. And we watched golf. My mother made a bunch of food that I couldn't eat. And we hung out and just chilled out. And then she had cake and she was very happy. And we gave her presents.
Aw,
nice.
Hope that makes you feel better. You try to put me on the spot and I just told you to suck it.
Well, I mean, you talked about all of the other things that you did this weekend, but you didn't talk about that. And I know that was, you were on the fence about that one.
I wasn't on the fence. It was just I wanted to go see John Mulaney. I didn't know if I was going to have time to do both. Turns out I did. But I didn't want to go sit outside, and I was exhausted from the night before. So
right.
That was after the shooting?
After the shooting.
After the shooting.
I came home from the shooting, took a shower, changed, and then we went
the
over.
The charity shooting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Play
not
shoot.
To clarify, I mean, there was four mass shootings over the weekend. Mike was not part of that.
I guess that's a bad. Yeah, it was a charity clay shoot.
Yes.
Let's get it all out there. Tampa Bay Sporting Clay.
Gio making you public enemy number one.
Yeah.
Which we should go shooting together.
Yeah, that was a blast.
I don't want to go shooting with Joe.
You know what I forgot, I you there Mike, whenever I was over there the other day, was the knife that Will gave to you to give to me. I forgot to give that.
And I gave Spanish his, and I forgot to give you yours.
Oh, that knife is awesome.
I know. I love it.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I've been playing with it all weekend, which I know you probably shouldn't do, but I've been playing with it all weekend. Yeah. So thank you, Will, from Shark Coast. Yeah, it was a great gift. I've always wanted one of those.
Yeah, Galvin, yours is here. I just forgot to give it to you. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like something like Batman should carry.
Yeah.
Right. You can put it in your pocket and not worry about stabbing yourself in the leg.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No. It was good, and I remembered to give you yours, and I forgot. So Galvin came over here on Friday after you guys left because the AVLT guys came over and did the rest of the wiring over here, and we have 90% less wires on the floor. It's very good. Carmen,
yes,
you remember in the initial thing was to put you all the way in the was to put you over there and put Joe in the back by the video game,
right?
And even the back video game's all set up over there. So,
yeah.
So now where's Joe going?
I don't know what's going on.
Joe's back outside.
I'll go anywhere.
Yeah. Joe, go in the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where he belongs.
Still a lot of wires going to Joe, though.
Well, his whole little area is like a fire hazard.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, Gio. When I was in there, I go, what is this? What is it? And every time it goes to Joe's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a million wires, and we have like YouTube and a picture of and a video of Mike.
What's even scarier is like the AVLT guys were here, and they couldn't figure out Joe's setup, but Joe knows exactly where everything is supposed to go.
That's right. It's complicated.
Yeah. Not safe.
It's all
controlled chaos.
Probably not safe.
It's when you go to the Bucks games and Monday Night Football's day, and you see the giant truck with a million wires. Yeah. That's what
it
reminds
me of. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but so what is Bone TV? Just me?
No.
Oh, because Spanish. Can you see Spanish and Gio?
Yeah. See, when they talk,
unfortunately.
You know, unfortunately, it's true.
And then they see your desktop of your.
No,
computer?
They don't see my. Only when I go to it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know.
Remember the 50 one wires for that.
Remember the one time Joe paid his mortgage?
And once. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah.
That's Galvin's how I took his house over.
That's right. That's thank nice. You, Galvin. I appreciate that.
I pulled a coup on him.
Yeah. I told Joe's son came over to see him on Friday, and Joe made a joke, as he always does, about, oh, you're going to be sorry when I'm gone or whatever. And then I threw out, I said, yeah, it's going to be rough when you die and I have to move out because Galvin owns the house. And you should have seen the look on Joe's son's face. He's like, Wait, who owns the house?
I thought I was getting the house.
Yeah, I was like, nope, Galvin's down. Sorry.
Yeah.
Is it real that Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian got married over the weekend?
Oh,
they said
gosh, I hope so.
Yeah. They said it is official, but obviously they're going to be holding off like any pictures and stuff like that so they can show it on the Kardashians.
Yeah, I'd say it's fake.
It's all fake. This whole their just whole like lives
the Kanye
are fake.
Hard drive yeah. Ray J thing is fake.
It's all fake. They don't even really like each other. I bet
it
they're
sure
just
is,
doing this.
It sure is punk rock of Travis.
Yeah, yeah, like come on.
Well, they have. They took a bunch of pictures and it looks like they did a bunch of pictures, like a photo shoot.
Yeah, yeah, and they'll sell them to People Magazine for $8 million.
Yeah, one of the pictures you could see like camera crew.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all for the show.
Yeah,
which I gotta tell you, I love it.
Do you really?
That's how they do it.
I mean, it's just one of those. It's great, dumb background
guilty
TV.
Pleasure.
Yeah, and you get to see all the places they travel and what it'd be like if you were rich and you could afford a nice vacation. And you're like, man.
Oh man,
I wish. But no, I'm poor and I, you know, have to sit by the bathroom.
Is Pete Davidson going to be in the show?
Not this first season because they were basically almost done filming.
So then, no, because that's not going to last.
But yeah. But they already started filming the next season and he signed on for that.
I don't know, I guess so.
So he will be on season two.
Have any of you guys seen the videos of Kourtney Kardashian starting to talk like Pete Davidson now that they've been dating?
No.
There's a
you
bunch of
Kim?
Videos that they're circulating. Yeah, Kim, sorry. Kim Kardashian, where she's like telling stories and then she like kind of mimics Pete's voice when he does jokes.
Oh,
like his
really?
Cadence. Yeah, people are pointing it out. I was like, how cute.
Yeah, well, you spend enough time with somebody.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
It's a Pete factor.
I guess I'm having sex with a billionaire. I don't know.
My girlfriend's a lawyer, bro.
Well, she's not even a lawyer.
I know.
Wait, you sound like somebody else, Calvin. Do it again.
I guess I live with the...
No, yeah, you sound like that guy, the Brendan Dassey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's much more Wisconsin.
That's basically who it is.
Will I be home for WrestleMania?
By the way, I saw a clip of, I don't know how I thought of, oh, Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live. I saw a clip from Saturday Night Live where Selena Gomez hosted. It was on YouTube, and I was like, let me just see what this is. They did what you were talking about, Mike, where they have the kids over in Japan. Is that like a game show or something, or is it a documentary or whatever?
It's a TV show on Netflix, which I forgot the name of it already.
So they take little kids over in Japan, and it's like old enough, and they're like 3-year-old kids or 4-year-old kids, and they go, all right, now he's going to have to go to the market and get a loaf of wheat bread, and then he's going to have to go over here and do this. They give him little chores, and they have to follow him around and see whether he makes it, and they're like, uh-oh, he's confused, and he's looking at, you know, crackers or something.
It's whatever. Insane, though, because the kids kind of cross the street and do all that other stuff.
So they did a parody of it, and it was of girls' boyfriends that they live together or whatever, and she's like, this is my boyfriend, Matt. He's 34, and the guy's playing the Xbox, whatever, and he goes, what's going on? What happened? And, like, you know, totally confused, whatever. And they're like, we're going to send him to the store, and he has to get some shallots. And then he has to go to the Mac store and get a Nightwish eyeliner or something like that, whatever. So she tells him he has to go to the store, and he goes, do I have to right now? And they show him, and he's got, like, a balloon on his back, and he has a flag that says stop. And he's, like, looking and going across the street.
That's
and
then, how the little kids cross the street. They hold the flag out right, and stop right. traffic, and then they go.
But it was so funny because he goes through the whole thing and does all his stuff, and instead of getting 2 shallots, he gets 2 5-pound bags of onions and drops them, and they go everywhere. And then he goes into the Mac store, and he's standing there, and he's just like looking around, whatever. And he like pulls on the girl that works there, pulls on her shirt arm, or arm, you know, the shirt, whatever, and goes, do you know where the makeup is? And she goes, this is all makeup. And he starts crying. And she goes, I can help. So then he comes home, and she goes, well, he was supposed to get 2 shallots. He got 2 5-pound bags of onions, and he got me a makeup palette for an African-American woman. It was so funny. It was just dumb and funny. I was like, "That it's been a long time since a skit on Saturday Night Live actually made me laugh.
Yeah, that show is so hard to watch because you're like, you know nothing's going to happen to the kids, but you're so scared while you're watching, and then you're like, how could that be possible? By the way, go get me shallots. And that reminds me of the breakup. Baby, I asked you to get
16
lemons, and you got 2.
What my baby wants, my baby gets.
That's the best line.
I say that to my wife all the time.
Let's go to Donna on line 5. Donna, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. What's up, Donna?
Oh, good morning. Is God the point now where, you know, how prices are rising?
Yeah.
And kids can't afford to go to camp, like soccer camp, you know, like the day soccer camps and the camps at the recreation center and
sure.
stuff. And I was wondering if we could have, like, a fundraiser for kids going to camp this summer.
That's actually a good, that's a pretty good idea. I'd like to, you know what, I'm going to ask around and find out where there is a deficiency and see if there's something we could do to do that. Because, yeah, I'd love, let me tell you, I thank you for the call, Donna. I speak very highly of camp, not just going away camp, but day camp. I loved going to camp. Neither one of my kids like going to any sort of camp. And it's one of those things you almost have to force them to go, because after they go for like 2 days, they're like, all right, now I love camp, you know? And it's much better than just sitting around the whole summer.
Do you speak highly of camp? Because I hear that you talk about where the counselor had a chainsaw when you guys were watching the same.
Maybe your
dad
camp.
Taught you guys how to make an ashtray.
Yeah.
The counselors left to go home to take a poop.
I also went to Horizon Day Camp on Staten Island, and that was actually pretty fun.
That's not the one where they taught you what cocaine smells like?
No.
That's not that one?
Okay. This one is
a camp.
It was a day camp, and it was in direct competition with Adventure Day Camp. In fact, we had a song we used to sing at Adventure Day Camp. I sent my son to Horizon. His chest was nice and hairy. I sent my son to Adventure. Whoops, he's a fairy. Not going to fly in today's culture.
Oh, cancer.
But in the early 80s, that's what we used to sing.
Did a lot of kids from Farrell go there?
Yeah, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even think we ever knew any of those kids, but we used to, you know, we played softball and kickball, and it was fun. We're out there doing stuff in the day. Camp is cool. I'll find out if there's, because nobody wants to hear that a kid wants to go to camp and can't go because he can't afford it. So let me go to John on line 6. Hi, John. You're on the Mike Calton Show. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Hi, John.
When are you going to retire?
What's that?
Are you going to retire? Like,
I'm not
for good.
I'm not going to retire. No, my contract is up at the end of June. And instead of saying that I was quitting or anything like that, I'd say I would retire. But then I said last week on the show that I plan on working. I'm only 50 years old. I don't know where it'll be, if it'll be here or somewhere else, but I'm here to work, sir. Thank you for your enthusiasm, but the F word does not fly.
It's very passionate.
Yes, thank you. Gio, Brian on line 15 says he knows why April is not answering the phone. Did she get arrested?
Oh, I don't know.
Brian, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
What's up, guys? This is Ryan. Ryan. Your new agent.
My best caller ever, gotcha. Ryan.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
And just to let the callers know, when you are picking up the phone, do me a favor. Do everybody a favor so Calvin doesn't go through the phone. Turn your air conditioning off close your windows. Pull on the side because Carmen will hang up on you.
Mm. Let me also point out, Ryan, that even I would say not turn your air conditioner off. This show is not worth being hot for. Lower it a little maybe, but
no,
don't
my
turn
air
it off.
Conditioner is on right now. You can't hear it.
No.
Just aim it away from
the best caller ever.
Yeah.
I think that she spoke to a lawyer because you said that she's suing Walmart. So maybe
Gio talked to her last night.
Yeah.
She talked to her last night. So
via text.
I don't think it's a matter of her getting a good lawyer to consult her overnight to say, don't do any radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. That maybe that, you know, she didn't want to, you know, anything she says, I mean, they might.
I don't think she's really going to sue. Well, you can't listen to me. You can't sue Walmart. You whether you had a mental breakdown or whatever it was, if you got naked and peed in Walmart and tried to steal condoms or whatever,
and
still
you know they have
fault.
It all on security cam. Right.
And Walmart didn't do anything.
I'm hoping as soon as she wakes up and plugs her phone in, that maybe it'll
right. That's probably more like
she probably ran out of minutes.
thank you, best caller ever, Ryan. Let's go to line 14. Good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike? This is Medicine Man.
Oh, it's Medicine Man. I didn't know by the voice. What are you up to?
Nothing much. Just waking up, and I was at a concert this weekend.
Which one?
I was at the OCC Roadhouse in, with Jackal.
Jackal?
Yeah, there was a chainsaw out there, too.
Jackal. Oh, brother. I wouldn't go see Jackal if you helicoptered me to a Jackal show. And I sure as hell wouldn't do it in Pinellas Park.
I know. It was a crazy crowd there.
All right, thanks, Medicine Man.
There's your report. By the
way, like concerts from 1992.
Also, could have saved your dime or whatever you're paying for your phone calls with. It was a crazy crowd at the Jackal show.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Let me guess. There was a bunch of dirtbags there?
No, I don't. I mean, Jackal hasn't had anything since when they first came out, right? Like 1996?
Right, yeah.
So what do you go see Jackal for? I don't. The OCC.
He's
Roadhouse,
got the Chainsaw Blues.
Nothing against them. They're trying to bring in bands and do shows there and stuff. And good for them. I think that's great. I saw that Fastball was coming there.
Oh.
With another band. I think Lilac, maybe. It looked like they were a bunch of goth vampires.
I'm Lilac is that family band, the kids.
They don't go together, do they?
I mean, no. Yeah, no. They don't.
I think I would go see Fastball.
Fastball had one good song.
They had like two good songs.
I think they had one, and the other one was Dishwalla.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Fastball was probably the potential to be a good band that came out at the wrong time.
They had one good song, but two songs that I liked.
Yeah.
The Way.
This was The Way. Yeah. This was a good
song.
And then
Fallout was the other one I remember.
I don't remember that.
The internet says Jackal's still putting hits out.
Really?
Stop. I mean, I don't know about hits, but songs.
Their next big song was Out of My Head.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
That was a good song. Yeah, I remember this now, too. What was the other one you said?
Fallout.
Can you play Fallout, Gal?
Yeah, I don't even see Fallout on this.
You're thinking of a different band.
I don't think so. Sometimes I feel like
I am drunk behind the wheel. You know what? I don't think I'd go see this band, but if I was somewhere in there...
Oh, are you ready for the Fallout?
Oh. Give it a spin,
see if you can somehow... These guys came out the same time as Bob Dylan's son. They all had the same kind of sound.
I love it.
Dude, I absolutely loved the Wallflowers.
Yeah.
If you like these guys, you should definitely listen to Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
I remember this was in Varsity Blues in the movie. That's why I remembered it.
No, this is it. I mean, this is a good band.
Yeah. I'd go see Fastball.
Yeah.
If it was like $15 and hanging out, drinking some beers. And
not with Medicine Man and the rest of the Pinellas Park crew at the OCC Roadhouse.
That place is huge. I drove by that a couple days ago.
I'm so far removed from Pinellas.
It's like it's a massive building.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you know, my mother's boyfriend showed me a video last night. He was in Texas a couple of weeks ago, and he drove past the Tesla factory. He's on the highway going past the Tesla factory at 75 miles an hour, and the video is about 2 minutes long, and it's still the Tesla factory. Like, you must have to have transportation inside to get from one end to the other. It is massive. It's a small city. It's God. Unbelievable how big it was.
I always wonder what secrets they got going on in there.
Oh, for sure.
In those huge, they got to have underground floors and stuff.
I sent a thing to Spanish that I saw on the internet. They got some pictures back from Mars, and they had one thing that looked like it was a doorway going into to the cave. That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I mean, a doorway is a doorway.
Yeah. They're trying to spin it now. I forget what I was reading, but of course the NASA was like, "Oh yeah, it's the lighting." And,
it's always the lighting.
Yeah,
it's always the lighting.
That is a staircase, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, there are some people on hold. I said we were going to play a game. We could do that after the break. So just stand by, and if you want to get through, there's a couple of lines open. 800-771-1025. We got a lot of tickets to a lot of different things, concerts and stuff coming up. Carmen will tell you what we have left when we come back, and we'll play a game to give it away. So Mike, help the show. This.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.